You see, Lewis is so helpful and convicting to me because he clarifies for us the nature of the choice. He makes it nice and clear. Basically, Lewis says, in the end, there are only two type of people. There are those people who say to God, thy will be done, as Jesus says at the Garden of Gethsemane. Then there are another group of people to whom God says, thy will be done. Those are the choices. Either we say to God, thy will be done, or he says to us, thy will be done. That's the choice. Either we choose God's will, or we choose our own will and become narcissistic. But you know what? There's a great irony here. Because those who choose to surrender their will to God, do you know what happens? They find themselves growing more and more real, more and more substantial. The people in heaven are the real people, Lewis calls them. They are substantial. While on the other hand, those that choose their will over God, you know what happens to them? They slowly deteriorate into insubstantial, personless ghosts. In other words, no person there. Lewis compares them in The Great Divorce to a sort of a greasy stain on a window because there's nothing left. They've given away their humanity. You see, contrary to popular opinion, it is Christ who would set us free, while it is Satan who would efface and devour our personality. Or let me quote Screwtape. This is what Screwtape tells his nephew. We, the devils, want cattle who can finally become food. He, God, wants servants who can finally become sons. Let me say that again. We, the devils, want cattle who can finally become food, whereas God wants servants who can finally become sons. I would like to give you now my own expanded interpretation of that saying from Lewis, because I have read the Screwtape Letters and The Great Divorce countless times, and this is probably the most important thing I have learned from C.S. Lewis, and I would like to quickly share this with you. If you're one of those people who, like me, gets upset when you hear Christian preachers talking about how you should not have fun and you shouldn't enjoy yourself, it upsets me. And one of the things I learned from C.S. Lewis is that we have it wrong in many ways. We think that Christ wants to put us in a box to make us into cookie-cutter Christians, all exactly the same, but Satan wants to set us free to have fun and to party. Well, what I've learned from Lewis in my own personal life is that it's opposite. It is Jesus who wants to set us free, where it is Satan who wants to put us in a box. Satan hates our humanity. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is John 10:10, where Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that you might have life and have it to the full." True Christianity is about life. Satan is the one who wants to steal our life and joy. Let me come back now to Lewis. The modern balks against the idea of hell, but Lewis shows its necessity. You see, if God's gift of free will is to be a real gift, then God must allow us to reject his love. Well, hell is the only place in the universe that lies outside God's omnipresent being. God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. But if we don't want to be with him, where are we going to go? Well, out of love, God created one place in the universe where he is not, and that place is hell. Now, as I told you before, hell was never intended to house humanity. Hell was made for fallen angels. But if we reject God and we choose to forsake or give up our humanity, the only place to go is to hell. In other words, for Lewis, if we wish to be left alone, God will ignore us. If we choose ourselves and our idols over him, he will leave us to our terrible, self-enslaving freedom.